Very well-known verse of Scripture here in the Bible, John chapter number 14. And here in the book of John chapter 14, we'll look at verse number 1. Jesus made a statement here about heaven, and He called it His Father's house. His Father's house. I've had several people ask me about a sermon on dreams. I'm sorry, Lord willing, next Sunday night or the Sunday night after that, we'll be preaching on dreams. So I hope that you'll pray about that. A lot of people are interested in it. Y'all must be having some scary ones or something. Some of them have a lot to do with pizza and tacos and stuff like that. But anyway, John chapter 14 this evening, and look at verse number 1. John 14, 1. The Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house," there's that term, "are many mansions." If you don't have a King James Bible, it don't have mansions in it. That's the only Bible that has mansions. If you use one of them other versions, you got to live in a room. All of us with this King James Bible get to live in a mansion. That's what it said. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. People say, "Well, how do we know there really is a heaven?" He said, "If it wasn't so, I'd have told you." That's right. "But I go to prepare a place for you." And of course, we know that's even besides what He just got through talking about, there's a place He's preparing for us we don't even know nothing about. Ain't that right? Amen. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way, you know." The term I want to look at tonight is Father's house. A Father's house. And I had a lady tell me a long time ago, she said, "Brother Danny, years ago, I preached on this thought, and I want to do it again tonight. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Everything ain't all right down here. Thank God, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Everything's all right in my Father's house." I heard a little song years ago. Jack Hiles used to sing it on a sermon. He'd say, "Everything's all right in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy." I want to think about that tonight. We ought to be glad tonight that everything's all right in the Father's house. Now, it ain't all right down here, but don't worry about it, because this ain't going to last forever. That is, where we're going is going to last forever and ever. I want to say a few things about heaven tonight. And if you're saved, this is where you're going to live forever and ever and ever. So you need to know something about it. I want to know. I mean, if I'm going to move somewhere, I want to know about it. I mean, you go online and you see where you're going to be staying on vacation, in that motel or in that condo or anything. You say, "Oh, it's got this, it's got a pool, and it's got a tennis court, and it's got a there, and it's got a, and it's out on the beach, and it's there." You want to know where you're going. I'm going to tell you tonight where you're going. When you leave this world, you're going to leave. We ain't all staying here. We're going to leave this world, whether by death or by the rapture and the coming of the Lord. We are going to leave this world. No matter how healthy you are, you're going to leave. No matter how young you are, you're going to leave. Everything's all right in the Father's house. I want to say, name these things off to you. Number one, in my Father's house is perfect security. Is perfect security. The Bible said in Revelation 22:3, "There shall be no more curse. There'll be no more worrying about thieves breaking in." Some of you, and you worry, especially in this day and time, about thieves breaking in your house. You're living in a time when there's so many people on drugs. There's so much crime that you can't leave nothing, not tied down. I mean, you can't leave your weed eater laying around. You, somebody get it. Somebody broke in one girl's house not long ago. Stole a big screen TV. Stole stuff like that. So you can't turn your back now. We don't have security in this world. And you have to go buy you a burglar alarm system and hook it up to the police station. And you're scared to go up on vacation. Call your neighbors. "Lord, we leave lights on, radio playing, and everything else." I want to tell you tonight, hallelujah, you'll be no worry about, the Bible said over there, you know what the Lord said? "Where thieves cannot break through and steal. Where moth doth not corrupt. There'll be no locks on our mansion doors. Lord, I'd hate to get up there and say, well, I'm going over here and visit another planet for about 100,000 years and check on some things over there, and Lord, send me on a little trip somewhere. Be sure and lock my mansion door. Nah, leave the doors open. I mean, leave them steaks that thick in the freezer. Brother, there'll be no locks on my mansion door. That right there is good news tonight. Everything's all right in the Father's house, people. I'm glad we're going that way. Listen, I've stayed in some places. I'm telling you what. I've stayed in some places where the water tore up. I've stayed in some places where the water was dripping down through the ceiling, or something was. Something was dripping through the ceiling. But I was always taught, take what you get and shut up. So I didn't say nothing. I've stayed in places where it wasn't secure. You've heard me tell about that motel where I used to stay up in Maryland, and it's called Charlotte Hall Motel. And brother, that thing is a little old motel about as long as a straight back like this. And it ain't got no kind of porches or nothing like that, just doors. And the first thing you see when you pull in is all these old pickup trucks backed in there and grills and stuff. Them guys live there. They're construction workers, and there's a big old sign right in the window this big and says, no drugs allowed. We cooperate with the police daily. And all I said, oh boy, I know. Man, I've been out there at 1 o'clock in the morning, had a headache, walking around in the parking lot, talking on the phone, and there's weird people coming in, zoom, zoom, in, out, in, out. This old guy and his woman out there in the car, and I thought, well, who's that? Must be here tonight. They stayed out the walk. Finally, he went in, she took off. I don't know what kind of deal was going on there. And I thought, oh boy, and I started thinking, man, it's 1:30 in the morning and crazy people out here, music playing. I thought, I might ought to get in my room. And I locked the door in my room. And then I've had people beat on the door and everything else. And I thought, Lord, dear Lord, help me. And you can't, they got a big old bell outside about that big. So when somebody calls the motel, it goes ding, 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 all over the parking lot. You know you're in a cheap one, brother, when they got one of them big old bells. Like a school bell out there. And then it's made out of block, you know, concrete block, just painted. That's the walls, inside and out. Just concrete wall, block. And you don't get one of them little card keys. You get a real key. That's a sure sign right there. You're in trouble. And you go in there, you know, and boy, them room, the little old bed, bedspread on it, them pillows, honest to goodness, eh? It takes four of them to make one pillow. I'm gonna ask, can I have some more pillows? You lay like you're breaking your neck. It takes all them pillows just to stack up. They're flatter than a pancake. Little old bitty pillows like that. And boy, I tell you, you know you're in trouble. You know you're in trouble. I mean, there's bugs and everything else. Lord, I've stayed in places where it wasn't secure. But I'm telling you tonight, in my Father's house, it ain't that way. One of these days, it'll all be over with. You may not have the best house in the world. You may not have the best place to live. Lord, let me tell you something tonight. If you're saved on your way to heaven, don't worry about it. It ain't going to be long till you're going to check in one that's going to be solid gold and solid streets of gold and perfect environment. You don't have to worry. It's too hot. It's too cold. The environment, the weather is perfect all the time. No thieves break through and steal. Everything's all right in the Father's house, people. You hang in there and live for God. Get on that bus route. Take them boys and girls back there in Sunday school. Do something for God. Sing in the choir. Everything's all right in the Father's house. Amen. Number two, in the Father's house, there's perfect government. Boy, that'll preach, won't it? In Revelation 22:3, the Bible said, the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. You know who's on the throne in heaven? Not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not old Putin, whoever that nut is. He'll be gone, long gone, brother. And old Gaddafi and other Obama won't be on the throne. The Lord Jesus will be on the throne. That means perfect government. Perfect government. All of us would like to see perfect government down here. But there's no such thing. Matter of fact, down here, things are in a mess. I'm telling you what. Everything you see now down here is messed up somehow or in some way. Somebody wrote these things down. I want to give you a couple of them. These are warnings. You know, when you buy something, it's got a warning on it. Do not do this. Do not do that. These were actual warnings put on products. On a propane blowtorch. You have a little tank like this. And you blow torch. It says, never use while sleeping. Don't ever use that blowtorch while you're asleep. On a box of rat poison. Warning. This product has been found to cause cancer in laboratory mice. What are you going to do? Eat it? On an air conditioner. This is a warning put on an air conditioner for sale. Avoid dropping air conditioners out of windows. That's what them rock singers do. You know, they rent a whole motel and throw the air conditioners out. You're not supposed to do that. What kind of a nut don't know that you ain't supposed to throw the air conditioner out the window? This is on a vacuum cleaner. Warning on a vacuum cleaner. Do not use to pick up anything that is currently burning. You take your vacuum cleaner and you'll suck up fire. That's the truth. That's what I had on there. This is on a Batman costume. Warning. Cape does not enable user to fly. Listen, we have got a generation of people so crazy that they honestly think they can go to the store and buy a Batman cape and jump off the roof and fly! Yeah. This is on toner car. You know, you buy toner to put in a copying machine, a duplicating machine, that toner. Do not eat toner. This is on toilet bowl cleaning brush. A brush you clean the toilet bowl with. Do not use orally. Don't brush your teeth. This is on a portable stroller. This is on a portable stroller. This is our government, brother, putting warnings like it. They're on a portable stroller. Caution. Remove infant before folding for storage. You would have to tell them, take your baby out of this thing before you fold it up and store it in the trunk of your car. Alright, this is it on a microwave oven. Manual. Do not use microwave for drying pets. Right. I heard about it. This really happened. This really happened. A woman came home and found her husband in the kitchen shaking frantically. He looked like he had a wire running from his waist toward the electric kettle on the cabinet there, and he was just going like that, and shaking. And she intended trying to jolt him away from the deadly current, grabbed a big old board and just ran back and hit him as hard as she could. Until that moment, he had been just dancing to his Walkman and just enjoying. And she saw the wire over there and thought he was being electrocuted and hit him with it. I mean, you know, this world is full of nutheads all over this world tonight. And brother, I'm glad we won't have to deal. One thing we won't have to deal with in heaven is crazy people. Won't that be a blessing? Because, buddy, I'm telling you, there's plenty of them. This world is, I mean, Lester Roloff said this, America is an insane asylum run by the inmates. That's true. That's true. There's more crazy people than they've ever been before. But there'll be perfect government in heaven. Perfect government. I'm telling you, brother, it'd be like that little girl. They said, one time this little girl staying home at night with somebody, and it got time to pray. She got down to pray like this. She said, God, take care of mama, and God, take care of daddy, and God, take care of little brother, and God, take care of little sister, and God, take care of the preacher, and God, take... She prayed for everybody she knew. And right when she got through, she said, God, take care of yourself, because if anything happened to you, we're all sunk. That's the truth, brother. But I got news for you tonight. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. He ain't going nowhere. He's on the throne. It'll be perfect government. It ain't going to be like that down here. Until then, we're going to have wars and rumors of wars. But hallelujah, thank God, when we're in the Father's house, there'll be perfect government. Amen. That's right. Let me say thirdly tonight, they'll in the Father's house, there'll be perfect service. The Bible said in Revelation 22:3, His servants shall serve Him. I don't know what all that implies, but we're going to serve the Lord. We'll serve Him. Amen. We'll serve Him. Like a waiter in a restaurant comes up and said, I'm going to be your server. We're going to serve the Lord. I don't know all what we're going to do. I know Jesus, when He had His disciples there, He took forth a towel and girded Himself, and He served them, and He ministered unto them. Maybe we'll serve Him. Maybe He'll serve us. Maybe we'll serve each other. I don't know. But there'll be perfect service in that house, in the Father's house. Perfect service. Now down here, you ever get a waiter at a restaurant, and sometimes they just a little bit too friendly. You know it's fake. They're just trying to get a big tip. And then you get one that just ain't no count, period. And then you get one that just a complete jerk, as they say. That part ain't going to be like that. In heaven, there will be perfect service. Let me say fourthly this evening quickly. We'll move along. In heaven, there'll be perfect, fellowship. There'll be perfect fellowship. Perfect fellowship. Perfect fellowship. Absolute perfect. Revelation 22:4. They shall see His face. Amen. They'll see His face. If fellowship here with my Lord can be so inexpressibly sweet, oh, what will it be when His face we see? When round the great throne we meet. When round the great throne we meet. Here in this world we have fellowship, but we're always wondering. I mean, pastoring a church, it's the hardest job I've ever tried to do in my life. I mean, you never know who's going to be mad and who's going to be upset and who's going to like this and who ain't going to like that and who's mad at who and who ain't mad at who and who's upset about this. And sometimes they'll get mad at you for stuff you say, and sometimes they'll get mad at you for stuff you don't say. And I had a lady come here one time, and she didn't come back for a while, and still didn't come back. And somebody saw her. They said, Brother Danny, I saw so-and-so. And I said, Well, where's she been? And he said, she's mad at you. And I said, well, what did I do? Tell me. I'll apologize. I'm going to make it right. And they said, she said that you walked right by her, and she tried to shake your hand, and you just walked right by her and would not shake her hand. And I said, I'm telling you one thing, that ain't true. I said, it might have happened, but if it did, I didn't see her. I ain't never walked by nobody in here and refused to shake your hand. Never, never. It ain't never happened. And I told her, I said, I didn't do that. And they said, I know that ain't never. I mean, I might have walked by you, but if you try to shake my hand, I'm not going to refuse you. Amen? Right, listen, I'm glad in heaven there'll be perfect fellowship. I'm glad in heaven you won't ride home with your husband and look over him and say, I don't think so-and-so likes me. And I don't think so-and-so likes me. And you won't be gossiping. And you won't yak, 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 and yak. Now look, we have some good fellowship down here. And when we get right with God, I love it. And I love being around Christian people. But I'm going to tell you, brother, it ain't going... When we get up there, there ain't going to be no hard feelings. There ain't going to be no judging. There ain't going to be no hurt feelings. We'll be over all of our hurts and all. Hallelujah, brother! Thank God! In heaven, there'll be perfect fellowship. I want to be just as close as I can to it down here. If I'm like Junior, I agree with him 100%. If I've offended anybody in here in any way, it wasn't on purpose. And if you'll tell me, if we need to, I'll go to this altar right here and we'll make it right. Ain't a person in here, there ain't a person in the world that I won't go to the altar with and get down and make it right. If I'm doing something wrong according to the Bible, I'll get down and make it right. I mean that. I want to have fellowship with everybody. But boy, won't it be sweet when we get to heaven? Brother, I'm telling you, Lord, I can't even imagine. Can you imagine seeing all the old saints that's gone on before and seeing Fanny Crosby and Billy Sunday and all them people we've just heard about but we never met? And up there in a big old, can you imagine that? And seeing your mom and your dad and your grandma and your grandpas and everybody up there singing and everybody up there loving the Lord and saying, boy, it's good to be, and your body don't have a pain in it. Glory to God, people. That's where we're going. Everything's all right in the Father's house. Hang in there. Live right. Keep on praying. Keep on reading the Bible. It ain't right down here, but it's going to be right over there. In my Father's house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm telling you, we went to, Kelly hadn't ever seen the Capitol, and we went over there the other day, just stayed over there about an hour. And we seen the Capitol building, we seen the Washington Monument, and we seen the White House. And she said, I'm going to get a picture in front of the White House. And I said, okay. And boy, I looked at her and I said, I wonder what's going on in there right now. I bet it ain't sweet fellowship. Lord, I looked at all them big old buildings, these police everywhere. It ain't going to be like that in heaven. You can see that White House, that fountain bubbling up in front of it like that. Boy, there's cars and limousines and there's cops everywhere, like this right here. It's an evil sort of a weird. It ain't a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all. It's not a peaceful feeling. It's like tight. It's tense. It's like tonight, man. This is the most important city in the world and the most powerful city in the world, they say. Probably ain't Rome, probably is. You know what? They say, and you can feel the demonic powers. And I mean, there was these businessmen and businesswomen and they were all over the streets and everywhere. You know what? I got to looking at that and I said, this is so far. It ain't getting better. It's getting worse. They say you can't even go downtown in Washington, D.C. There's so many murders. There's so many robberies. There's so many rapes. Drugs and crime is so bad. It's like that everywhere. People kill you just like that. I remember, don't tell nobody I told you this, but it's been 3 or 4 cars ago. I went to buy a car and I'd save my money. What I try to do is I buy a car that's a nice car to drive to revival meetings, take on trips, and I try to drive it on trips, and then I keep my 4Runner and some little something to drive on bus route and stuff so I can keep the miles down because them things cost. Have you noticed that? And I thought, well, I'm going to have one good car to drive a long ways on to Florida and stuff and then keep a sorrier car to drive, and my 4Runner's got 238,000 miles, and that little Volkswagen's got 198,000 miles, and the car's got 101,000 miles, and they're all piling up. But what I'd do is I'd save money and trade every so many years and sell that one and buy another one. It's $13,000, $14,000, and put 3 or 4 with it and buy another. Well, I found one I liked, and it was up in New Jersey. And it was the car I wanted. Don't tell nobody I told you this. It's just between us, okay? And I sold another car, saved my money, went for a few months, found the one I wanted. I jewed and called the guy and made the offers and jewed. Finally, I said, all right, I'll be up there. So I bought a one-way plane ticket from Charlotte to New York City. I took the money, cash. It's been about 5 or 6 years ago. I had a bag on me with $17,000 cash in $100 bills. It was so fun. I can't even tell you how fun that was. I felt like I was in the movies. I had that bag on me and I just walked into that airport. I kiss, you know, and everything. I went into Charlotte and I thought, you know what? There's people in here cutting my throat in 2 seconds. They knew that. I sat down on that airplane and I had that little bag of money. I mean, it didn't get off of my body. It stayed right there. And I had it like that. When I went to the restroom, it went with me. When I sat down, it went with me. And I'd never even met this guy. I had never met this guy. I just talked to him on the phone. I flew into LaGuardia Airport, New York City. I got up there, and I remember I got up there that day, and I called one of my girls or somewhere, and they said, Daddy, do you realize you've never even talked to this guy? You don't even know this guy? I said, no, he told me somebody picked me up. And then they got me scared. They said, you surely are not going to get in a car with somebody you've never met before and $17,000 cash on you. I said, it feels like I'm in a movie. It's exciting. And it, sure enough, I walked through that airport, man, these cars out there flying, and sirens going off, and Mercedes, shoom, shoom, like this right there, New York City, brother. And I walked down the street like that, you know, I thought, I'm in a movie. All this money, and I'm transporting it, you know, and everything. And sure enough, the car that I was looking for pulled out, up, and I opened the door, and I said, are you so-and-so? He said, yeah. And I jumped in and sat down beside him, and then I started getting scared. I started thinking, oh, Lord. Here it goes. Oh, Lord. What if he does kill me? Now, what am I going to do? Have you ever wondered what you'd do if somebody pulled out a gun or a knife and said, give me all your money? I said, I know what I'll do. I'll pull out my wallet and say, I ain't got but $20 on me in this wallet. It's all I got in this wallet. And I ain't lying. You ever thought stuff like that? What would you do if somebody came to rob you? I thought, would I hold on to it, or would I just stay here and let him take off running? What would I do? But it turned out all right, and I went and we made the deal, and I drove that thing home, brother. I drove all the way from New Jersey. I left here at 4:00 in the morning. Son, I left home and went to New Jersey and bought a car and was home by 8:00 that night. I had fun, man. That was a fun trip. I enjoyed it. But you know what? It was scary. The truth is, I could have got killed just like that for that. And I'm telling you, brother, things ain't good. This world is not right. And Smokey said something. I'm going to say a couple more things and I'm going to hush. Smokey said something last night. He said, folks, anybody who don't believe the Bible said you can't explain this world no other way. There's something wrong with us. There's something wrong with humanity. Look at them over there cutting each other's heads off. Look at them, it's like a rat race. There's something wrong with human beings. And there's only one thing that'll fix it. You must be born again. And the Lord's going to take us out of this world and put us in another place where there ain't no sin and everything's going to be all right when we get there. It's the only hope. If you're looking for everything to be right down here, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed. Everything's all right in the Father's house. In the Father's house, there's perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge. We ain't got perfect knowledge here. We are very limited. Can you imagine knowing everything the Lord knows? Now, I don't know if we're going to know everything He knows. But the Bible said we have the mind of Christ. And the Bible said we'll know as we're known. I tell you one thing, we're going to know a lot more than we know now. I don't know what all that glorified brain's going to know, but it's going to be like a million times better than what we got right now. People ask me all the time. People used to come up to me and say, brother, can I ask you a question? This has happened a bunch of times, especially in revivals. And I'll say, yes, ma'am, you sure may. And she says, my mama died not long ago. And she said, I know my mom was saved and she went to heaven. And my question is this, preacher.
What is it?
When I get to heaven, will I know my mama? And I always give everybody that asks me that the same answer. My answer is, do you honestly think we're going to be dumber in heaven than we are here? You know we're here, don't you? You'll be dumber in heaven. You think your mama's going to walk up and you'll say, well, I don't know, I have no idea who you are. Well, you know you're going to know them. The Bible said we're going to know as we're known. We'll know everybody in heaven, don't even have to be introduced to them. We'll know Moses and Elijah. He won't have to say, there's Moses, there's Elijah. We automatically know them. That's going to be perfect fellowship. Hallelujah, people. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We don't know everything. You think you do. I remember one time I was preaching in Michigan. And we was walking down the street, me and these guys, in Flint, Michigan. This is a long time ago. And you know how they have, this is something they tried there for a few years, but I don't know if they do it anymore. They were like a department store, like Macy's. Up north they have Macy's instead of, like we have Belk's, they have Macy's. Same thing, almost, but like a different name. And I was walking by and there was these mannequins in the store window. These girls were modeling these clothes like this, you know. And I was walking out of the door like that and just looked. And all of a sudden, one of them moved. My thing moved. It was a real girl. And they had hired these girls. And I said, man, that thing moved. Oh, it did. It did. Look. They would do like this. That was their job. You think you got a boring job? They sit there all day long. They sit there all day long like that. Can you imagine if that was your job? And I, you know what? I was deceived. I thought it's fake and it was real. I thought it's fake and it's real. Sometimes you think something's real, it's fake. Our knowledge is not perfect. You can easily be deceived in this world. You can think something's real that ain't. You can think something ain't that is. But I'm telling you, brother, when we get there, we'll know it all. And we'll have the answer. We'll understand why little kids have been abused. We'll understand why kids were born. I got a picture of this little girl, and she got this rare disease, and the bones in your face grow and don't stop growing, and they keep getting bigger and bigger, and your face swells way out here where they look like a monster, and there's no cure for it. We don't know the answer to that now. But thank God up yonder in heaven that we know, and we'll say, there's why. There is a reason. There was an answer. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll know why that divorce happened. You'll know why that mother died with cancer. You'll know why that daddy died with a heart attack. You'll know why you was treated bad while you was growing up. I had a preacher's son tell me recently. He said, Brother Danny, he said, not many people know this, but he said, I was abused as a child. I said, what? You grew up in a preacher's home. He said, my mom and dad let a neighbor babysit me. He said, and this neighbor abused me. He didn't go into detail, and I didn't want to hear it. And he told me they abused me. And I said, brother, you know, I don't know what that's like. Nothing like that ever happened to me. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. When we sit around the throne of God, it'll all make sense. All the hurt and pain you've gone through, all the misery you've had to suffer, all the bad relationships and mess and junk, and had your heart broken and been betrayed and lied to, thank God, it'll be all right. And it'll all make sense in the Father's house. Everything's all right. Last thing I'm going to say, in heaven, in the Father's house, there's perfect victory. Revelation 22:5, they shall reign forever and ever. You ain't going to have a drug problem. You ain't going to have this sin that keeps bothering you that you can't get the victory over. The truth is, all of us fight with our flesh and the devil. Amen? Every one of us fight with it. And everything's all right. I can't imagine what it'd be like to live a day or a week or a month or a year and not ever even worry about being tempted or thinking something wrong or saying something you shouldn't say. Can you imagine ever, ever, ever having to get down and saying, Lord, I'm sorry? We'll never do that again. Everything's all right in the Father's house. In the Father's house. In the Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Where there's joy, joy, joy. Is it real to you tonight? If it's not, it can be. Everything's all right. Let's stand by our head for prayer.